welcome to Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I am your host, Ednar, and I'm all alone. Yes, I am all alone this week. We had a little bit of a weird thing go on. Coleman's doing some, military stuff. Dave is busy with the kids and the family, and I actually graduated this weekend, so we weren't able to record on our normal Sunday night. So I'm going to be doing just a real quick, if we go 10, 15 minutes, I'll be shocked. But I'm going to go over a couple of the things that we got in this past week, so it's not going to be a crazy long episode when we come up on Sunday, and there's something for titch your earbuds during this week. So I think the first thing I want to talk about is the new event calendar came up. So we have the new login character is Han Solo, which we already knew. I'm just looking at this. You have the Daring Droid legendary event, which by the time this releases is already over. Let's see here. The Emperor's Demise is coming up in 2 days, May 10th. Let's see. I'm not seeing anything else really out of the ordinary, because if you guys remember, for those of you who might be thinking, oh, JTR will be coming back, or Luke will. No, they won't be, because they have flat out said, after two times of an event appearing, it's going to go to like a classic event, a classic legendary event, and they will announce it on the monthly calendar, so no more surprise at the end of the month. So, if it's not on the list right now, it's not going to be happening this month. So, your JTR teams, people who are relying on that to finish the Sith raid, you are probably going to have to wait one more month. Because, in all honesty, let's be honest, as much as people say JTR doesn't matter, you need JTR to finish this raid. If you don't have her, you're not going to be able to finish it. So, that is the event calendar. We are all prepping up for probably a large dump of characters towards the end of this month, along with... So, we've already been confirmed. We have the young Han Solo, the young Chewie, not so young Chewie, because I think he's 199 years old, or something like that from the trailer. But we're getting those two confirmed. We're probably going to be getting more characters from the movie. There's a droid in the movie whose name I don't know. We'll probably see them. Woody Harrelson. Whatever her name's from Game of Thrones. Emilia Clarke. She'll probably be in it. And, obviously, I think we're going to get a new Lando as well. And there could be some surprise characters we just don't know about until we see the movie. Now, a lot of people are down on this movie. I am on the fence myself. But I will still go see it, because basically it was one of those things where it was brought up to me today, and it was a good point, is with the new movie, this is the first time really since Obi-Wan, when Ewan McGregor played Obi-Wan, that they've actually had to use a different character to portray the same character. So, like, obviously Ewan McGregor was a young Obi-Wan, but this will be the first time, really, that we'll be seeing a new actor play the same character. And a Han Solo without Harrison Ford is, I don't know if I want that Han Solo. So, I'm on the fence, but I'm still excited about it. So we should be seeing those characters probably coming up here in the next week or two dropped. I would imagine, it's Tuesday already. I would imagine next week would be the week that we get the drops for the new characters. So we do have that. Let's see, what else? We had a game update. So a couple of things happened. So the Bossk came out. We had May the 4th. So May the 4th. National Star Wars holiday. May the 4th came out. Bossk came out. I know I talked previously on how I'm going all in, and I spent all my crystals on Bossk. I do not have him to 7 stars. And I will not be spending actual cash on getting him to 7 stars. Right now, I knew they were not PvP arena, viable. I knew they were not going to be arena viable. Right now, there's nothing out there showing me that they are raid viable, and there seems to be too many bugs. Like, I tried using my bounty hunters today in phase 4, whatever. And I wasn't getting any contracts. Like, nothing was coming up. I wasn't getting credit for anything. It's just the bounty hunters, they need some AI tweaking, a lot of AI tweaking, before they can become viable in raids. And until that point, I'm not going to be spending actual money on it. So I advise people not to do that. I mean, if you already have, good on you. They're a fun team to play. I will say that. They are fun. But they're just not viable, even with Bossk out there. So yeah, you got that going for you. So that happened. We had a whole plethora of events come on this week. We had the what was that new one? I think it was where we got all the rebel stuff. I forgot the name of the actual event, but I just call it the giant shard shop currency battle. I mean, I think I got something like 5,000 shard shop currency over the course of the couple days that it was out there. It's the Rebel Assault Battle, where you basically just got ridiculous amounts of rebel shards for ships and characters, and you needed bounty hunters or imperial troopers. So, I mean, most people have their imperial troopers up, so they were at least able to get the first two phases done. The mythic part of it, I don't know. That was hard. That was harder. You couldn't go in there with like your 10, 11 and still beat it, because they miss all the time. So, but you were to at least get the first two down and you were good. So it was a good event. I really enjoyed that event. I enjoyed having all those little events out there. So you had that, you had the Darren Jordan Mythic event at the same time. I'm trying to think, there were some other events. There was the new, what is the name of it? Assault War? Hold on. Let me see here. Ground War. I think that's the one with that they changed from being resistance to Jedi. I have real good resistance. I do not have a good Jedi. So I was actually not able to even come close to completing the Mythic event for that one. And I think it was the first time the Mythic event showed up for the Ground War. So that was uneventful. And then at the same time, you also had Galactic Bounties, which was the way to get, POW and Wampa and Imperial Probe Droid shards out there. So that all was going on at the same time over the whole week of the past week. So there was a lot of stuff to do in game. We started a new Dark Side Territory battle. We started, you had Territory Wars, all that fun stuff. Me personally, just a couple days ago, we took down our first Heroic Sith raid. So that was fun. I did not do phenomenal. I gotta get used to this whole mod switching thing that I never had to do before. So now I'm switching around mods, trying to up my damage. I'm not doing horrible, but I'm not doing great. But I'm getting Treasure Shards and good gear, and that's really all that matters to me. So then let's quick talk about what all happened on May the 4th. So on May the 4th, as we all know, the one thing everyone knew was going to happen is the 25% crystal promotion. So on May the 4th, for a limited time, you can get 25% more crystals on select crystal packs, limited one-time purchase. This is the one thing where, I mean, if you're ever going to buy crystals, this is the day to do it. I mean, you're going to get 25% more crystals for the same amount. So it's a no-brainer. Our wonderful Hawaiian Coleman. It's probably happy that the Ability Materials Mega Pack Reheat, all right, is back. And that is the one that gives you 9 Omegas and 20 Purple Mats with the ability to grant up to 25 Omegas and 50 Purple Mats. And you can only purchase it one time a day. I do not remember how much it costs, but I know I did not buy it, and I guarantee you Coleman did. So we had those. Now let's get into the stuff that everyone kind of benefited from. So everyone got the 10 Han Solo shards if they logged in between May 4th and 11th. I mean, fine. I get they wanted to tie it into the movie that's coming up, but I mean, Han Solo, if you've been playing this game for over 6 months, which the majority of people have, you have Han Solo. So Han Solo shards, it's just we got 10 shards for shard shop currency. It's basically all we got. It was nice. It's better than Chewy shards. So you had that. And then they gave us a bonus drop. This is a thing that, like, nobody knew what was coming, but we knew something special was coming. So we got bonus drops. And this is, I think, the first time they've really done something like this. So all light side hard nodes, they had a chance to drop Ahsoka Tano, Fulcrum, Chirrut, and Haldo. So whenever you did a hard node, they had a chance to drop some of their shards. Reversely, for dark side, it was Nihilus, Krennic, and Gar Saxon. I mean, it's cool that they did that. You're not farming characters that way. It was nice. If you were smart about it, you're probably farming dark side hard nodes more because you can get Chirrut a lot easier than you can Nihilus for free to play. So try and get those Darth Nihilus, Director Krennic, Gar Saxon shards. I'm still not farming Haldo yet, so. Let's see here. Oh, and then all Cantina battle nodes had a chance to drop Guild Event tokens, which is always nice to buy your Hodas, your Wampas, or your gear, whatever you prefer. And then the other thing was they increased the amount of times you can do a hard node from 5 to 8. Now, they said it's for a limited time only, but who knows? It may just be a permanent thing to ease up on the hard node farm only, which seems to be the way they're going lately with a lot of stuff. So we had that come up. So all that stuff, again, nothing crazy major, stuff that to make us happy. They made the player base happy this week. I'm a little bit more happy with the game because I am doing heroic Sith raid now. Obviously I'm got a little bit more of a cheery attitude towards the game. This is all good. We're going to be getting more characters coming in shortly. So get prepared for that. Get prepared for Scion to start coming into ships to farmable locations. I would assume with the next, if my math is correct, and I'm an accountant, so it should in theory be. They should be releasing towards the end of this month. Probably when they released a new marquee event or a new patch update with some of the new solo characters. I think that's really it. That's all I really wanted to go over tonight. I didn't plan on it being that long, but I just wanted to get something out there so you guys weren't going 2 weeks without hearing my wonderful voice or Coleman's. You won't hear Coleman's sirens. But we will be back this Sunday on, that is the 13th of May. We will be back and we'll be doing our live show with the three of us. So, all will be right in the world, all that fun jazz. And just a quick update about the show on Sunday. We will be doing our normal show and then like the last 10-15 minutes we will be talking about, because we are nerds. Honestly, if you listen to this podcast and you play this game, you're a nerd. Deal with it. We will be talking about the Avengers Infinity War movie. So, we will give you plenty of time to stop it. Stop listening once we talk about it. But that will be at the end of our show. Until then, everyone, have yourself a wonderful night. Thanks.